The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show everyone's talking about,
but they really should be listening to it.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you come in. Folks, if you listen to this program for a while, you know that every Friday, not every Friday, but almost every Friday on this program, if Albin is not getting dialysis, we will do a Fun Facts Friday segment. And Albin,
yes,
here you are.
I know that thing about the dialysis. It's Fun Facts Friday, and you mentioned that, and people are like, "Aw."
Well, you mean you don't get dialysis?
No, I'm in pretty good shape.
You're in pretty good health?
Yes, I am.
So then I lied?
No, well.
So then that was a non-true fact.
Well, you misspoke.
You see, I'm trying to get people to pay attention because they don't know. Are we telling true facts or non-true facts? Now, folks, if we tell a non-true fact on Fun Facts Friday, we immediately let you know that it was not true. We're not playing with your head here, okay? Some sick people might want to do that. We don't do that on this show.
We don't play that.
Except maybe on April Fool's.
Okay.
But today is Fun Facts Friday. Albin.
Yes.
Are you ready to have some fun?
I am ready to have a lot of fun.
I mean, on Fun Facts Friday, if you don't have fun on Fun Facts Friday, when do you have fun?
Right. And what other day of the week do you have fun on but Friday? Yeah. So we are, as you know, in the Thanksgiving season.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, the thing about Thanksgiving, we're going to talk about that. But I do want to say Fun Facts Friday. Anybody who's listened understands that you're so devoted to this segment that you, Albin Sader, you've written a song.
I have.
A theme song for this segment.
I am glad you reminded me of that because I am so excited about the Thanksgiving facts that I forgot about the theme song.
I mean, for you to have written a theme song, not only is it unnecessary, but I would go so far as to say it's foolish. And I'd love to know, what is this theme song? We've sung it before, but it's not as memorable as a lot of other songs. So maybe we can play it again.
We can. And, you know, a while ago, I introduced the pill bottle maracas, which I'm going to let you play this week. I'm handing them over to
you. You know
Eric.
What, folks? Just to show you how cheesy this is, not only is this a bottle of pills? It's not even a brand name. It's made to look like Tylenol, and you look up close, it's CVS brand.
Yeah, and it's
this is so pathetic.
It's expired pills too.
And it's expired pills. Well, good.
And we brought the baby grand.
Yes.
Let's put it that way. Last week or a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to play that. Okay, and then we're going to add a brand new instrument because every week I want to add something new to really spice this thing
up. Pretty soon we'll have an orchestra.
Yes. And I'm adding this week the clicking fingers.
Wow. Yeah, how do you do that?
I know. Listen to that.
It's amazing.
I know. I have it recorded at a time.
Did you take lessons? Or because that's an instrument. I can't even imagine what it takes.
No. I learned it from old Blue Eyes himself. Frank Sinatra used to do the... Yeah.
I know, but that was Frank Sinatra. I don't think the average person could do that.
And I have blue eyes, so I'm allowed
to... But how do you know how hard to press... You're doing your thumb and your middle finger.
If I'm doing this and I'm going, ouch, 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 I pull back a little.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So if it hurts, you're pressing too hard.
Yes.
And then you just put just enough so that it loses the friction and then it snaps sideways?
Yeah, that elasticity is so important for these instruments.
And it's okay on the skin?
Oh, yeah. No, it's worn a little. Like, you know, when you play the guitar and you build up a callus.
Right.
Yeah, it's, you know, you build those up after.
So you just been snapping. When did you learn how to snap your fingers?
About 5 minutes ago. Eric in the control booth just said, hey, you want to add that? Yeah.
You are such a quick study. I have met prodigies like you that can just play any instrument.
Thank you.
All right. So we have So the instruments that we have right now for Fun Facts Friday's theme song are the CVS Extra Strength Pain Relief Caplets.
Expired.
And a grand piano,
yes,
which is the smallest grand piano I've ever seen, but good enough.
Yep. Here's a note. See, now that's our that's our tuning note.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
And, and then you're going to add, this is like spinning plates and juggling. You're now going to add the snapping fingers.
There we go. Tune those up.
You're such a show off with that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, so let's see what we can do here.
Okay. Are you ready? Because as soon as I start playing the piano,
let me get my grip on the CVS Extra Strength Pain Relief Caplets bottle. Hold on. Okay, I'm gripping it correctly.
Okay, here we go. Remember the first line.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Who can forget it?
There we go. Come on and have some fun, just for the fun of it. Tune into Eric's show and you'll be in the know. You may learn something new and something untrue too. Fun Facts Friday's here. Yes.
Wow.
Whoa.
That just blew my mind. Easy with the confetti there, crazy man. Holy cow. That's unbelievable. Feel so festive right now. Whoa. I'm just crawling out of my skin with festivity-ness.
I feel pleased and proud. I feel plowed.
You know that there are people who, they didn't know anything about this program, the Eric Metaxas Show, but rumors of this segment have just, it's become, there's a cult following across America. And there are people who have tuned into this show and they have purpose in their life, spring in their step, all because they were lured in with the fun of Fun Facts Friday.
Wow.
Yeah, no pressure.
We've turned this thing around.
I think we've turned the country around. You know what? Sometimes I overstate things, but in this case, I don't think so.
That is not overstated.
I think you and I, doing these Fun Facts Friday, segments, I believe, I'm going out on a limb, but I'm going to say it, that we have turned the country around. Yay, the world.
We're welcome.
Yeah.
We're welcome. We'll take it.
Exactly.
Welcome.
There's people applauding right now all over America.
I can hear them.
That's a clicking finger. Now part of Fun Facts Friday is we share fun facts.
Yes.
This is the Thanksgiving season, as everyone knows.
Beautiful season.
And so why don't we share some kooky Thanksgiving facts. What do you have for us?
This is really great. I'm glad we began with the song because Thanksgiving, in a sense, began with a song.
Really?
It was a woman who came up with the song, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Now, wait a second.
Yes.
I think your great learning has made you mad.
No. No, it hasn't.
You're not...
No, I'm not.
You're not blowing smoke?
I am not smoke blowing here. Sarah Josepha Hale is the woman that's instrumental.
Josepha.
See, I didn't know if it was Josepha or Josepha, because Josepha, isn't that the famous historian?
No, that's Josephus.
Okay, so I'm going to call it Josepha.
Yeah, all Josephus right, was a first century
Roman historian. Well, she wrote the lyrics to
Josepha.
And this is all going to tie together.
Is she related to Edward Everett Hale?
I don't think you mean from F Troop? Didn't he play in F Troop?
No. Okay, Edward Everett Hale was a man of letters who lived in Boston in the 19th century.
Okay,
never mind.
Okay, let's this guy.
You're thinking of Larry Storch. In fact, you're always thinking of Larry Storch.
I've been mistaken.
He played Corporal Agarn.
He did, and then Forrest Tucker played
Forrest Tucker.
Yes. Yeah.
But, oh no! You know what? When I said Edward Everett Hale, you were thinking of Alan Hale, who played in Gilligan's Island.
No, I was thinking of Everett Horton.
Edward Everett Horton was an actor, great actor, who played in all kinds
character
of things.
Character actor, yeah. And I thought he was in F Troop at some point for some, played some weird.
Holy cow, you're right.
I am saying, I think.
Oh, that is
there
freaky.
We go. There
I wonder
we go,
if my
baby.
Engineer has picked up on this. Eric Hansen, this guy, Albin Sadar.
Hello.
Is what we call in the business, you know, when you're in show business, we call him a freaking genius.
Well,
this guy just. Listen, what you just said, Edward Everett Hale, in the twilight of his career, and most people don't know this, but his career only had a twilight. That is true.
That's great.
But in the twilight of his career, he played an Indian on F Troop. It was a special episode, and he had the feathered head, like 75 feather headdress, and he came on. And if there's anybody on the planet who does not look like a Native American, you're looking at Edward Everett Horton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, he was a pockmarked... gentleman.
Yeah, he was the chief of the Hakawi. Yeah, where the Hakawi. That's how the Indians
they get to the edge
name.
Of the cliff.
Yeah.
Didn't know where they were. They said where the Hakawi. Yeah,
yep.
Okay.
But by the way, there I learned
think
a
what
new
people
word.
Have already learned. I feel like we need to pull back on the learning because
well,
we're
going. Here we go. Autodidactic polymath. Do you know what that is?
Yes,
that,
I do.
Right. That's
because it's a Greek word. Auto is self. Didaktos is teaching. Polymath is – oh, we're out of time. Folks, we're going to be right back with more Fun Facts Friday. Oh, my gosh. Goodness. Buckle your seatbelts.
That old wheel is going to roll around once more when it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. Yes, when love is gone.
When love is gone.
And the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
Oh, boy.
And you're left alone to pay the prices high.
High.
But somehow you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around.
More pill bottles. More pill bottles.
Folks, yeah. You're listening to Fun Facts Friday, the Thanksgiving version. Not venison. Venison is a kind of meat.
It is.
A version. Fun Facts Friday.
Yeah.
So, Albin Sader, you were beginning to share, and then we got off on this stuff. You were beginning to share that Thanksgiving began, you said,
right.
With a song written by a woman whose last name is Hale, something yeah. Josepha Hale.
Sarah Josepha Hale.
And you said it was Mary, what is it?
Mary Had a Little Lamb. She wrote that poem that became music. Mary Had a Little Lamb. She actually wrote that.
But I actually thought that was like a nursery rhyme going back to the 1600s.
No, she wrote that. She wrote that nursery rhyme back, and this is like the middle 1800s.
Okay.
And you would think that we would be eating lamb on Thanksgiving instead of turkey because of that little connection. But no. Now, this is interesting. She started a letter writing campaign to five different presidents to try to get Thanksgiving as a national holiday in America. And the first president she wrote to was Zachary Taylor, who only lived for about a year. And he died, oddly enough, of food poisoning. You know, we eat a lot on Thanksgiving.
Was it a turnip-based dish?
That I don't know. But, you know, they did dig him up in 1991 to see if he had actually been poisoned, like he had been murdered. They were wondering about that. 1991. Do you remember this?
I was alive at that time.
I know. And you remember the news about that?
When they exhumed him, not when he initially died.
Not when he initially died. But they exhumed him to check that out. And anyway, it went through five presidents. And finally, when she wrote to President Abraham Lincoln.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the presidents before. Before Lincoln, we had Buchanan.
Buchanan, going backwards, Franklin Pierce.
Franklin Pierce was 14.
And then Millie Fillmore.
Who can forget Millard Fillmore?
Yeah, Millard.
Everybody.
Yeah.
The answer is everybody. And before Millard Fillmore.
Zachary Taylor.
Okay, so she wrote each of these presidents.
Right.
Back when you could write to the presidents.
Right.
And she was bugging them to make Thanksgiving a national holiday. But where did she get that idea from? Just because of the pilgrims?
Well, there were other nations that had days of Thanksgiving, but she did tie it all in, part of our history. And this is also very interesting. There were only two national holidays during Abraham Lincoln's time. Now, Lincoln, of course, the country was not even 100 years old yet, but there were two nationally recognized holidays. And everybody knows the 4th of July. That was nationally recognized. Do you know what the second nationally recognized holiday was?
I can tell you right now, it wasn't Christmas.
It's not Christmas.
Was it Secretary's Day?
No, it was. That's close, though, if you
really?
Think about it, when you hear the answer. But it has to do with the nation, of course, the founding of the nation and a founding father.
Well, then I guess it would just have to be the birthday, February 22nd, 1732, George Washington's birthday.
That's right, George
Did I win?
Right.
Did I win?
Did you win? You won.
Okay.
You won a pill bottle, Maraca. Okay. Okay, another happy winner. So there were three national holidays. Okay, and she was a fascinating woman.
Well, wait a minute. Okay. So she sends the letter to Lincoln. Is he aware that she sent the letter to four previous presidents?
That I don't know. I didn't read the actual edit. I've written the four. This is my fifth time.
Just kind of wonder if he was aware of the provenance of this whole idea.
Could be.
But did she come up with? I mean, I guess I'm trying to puzzle out when you say that. You know, she wrote these presidents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
she was like, you know, the people that have a cause. She had, that was her.
But was she famous because she wrote "Mary Had a Little Lamb"?
No, she was famous as a writer, as a woman writer of the time. In fact, she had five children. She was the editor of two different magazines.
Oh, you know what? She had to be related to Edward Everett Hale. I'm going to look it up right now.
Really? Okay, that's very possible. Godey's Ladies Book was one of the places that she was the editor, and she used to have to edit famous authors of her day, like Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Oh, my God. Imagine editing Hawthorne.
Right.
He said, excuse me, Mr. Hawthorne, could you improve this sentence?
Yeah, right.
It's not very clear when you say that Arthur Dimmesdale, you know, what do you mean? Can you clarify that?
Yeah.
OK, so for a second here, tell me her name again.
Sarah Josepha Hale.
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay. Other authors of the day, Oliver Wendell Holmes, one of my favorites, Washington Irving. You know,
right.
It's bring to, take from, you know, she'd do that with these guys, of course.
I gotcha.
Now, she also had a novel called Northwood, Life of the North and South. Now, this is interesting because...
It better be because I have no idea where you're going.
Okay, Sarah spoke out against the destructive nature of slavery of her day, okay, noting...
Wow.
Now, this is interesting, noting its ruinous dehumanizing effects, not only on slaves, but also on masters.
Yeah.
How slavery affected masters,
of course.
Not just slaves.
It degrades everybody.
Exactly. And people will sometimes forget these things. Now, here is the interesting coincidence about Mary Had a Lamb. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't get a chill down your spine, it's just not cold enough. Okay. Because here it is.
Okay.
She was 89 when she retired. Coincidentally, the same year she retired, 1877, Thomas Edison invented the phonograph. And what's the connection?
I know.
The first words he spoke, Mary had a little lamb. Bingo.
Wow. Yeah. So, I'm sorry, what? So you're telling me that this woman wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb. Like that right there is... That's like saying I wrote Happy Birthday to You.
Right.
Or, you know, Jingle Bells. Like that's mm-hmm. a classic, you know, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
So she wrote that, number one.
Yeah.
Number two.
There's also a Jingle Bell connection.
She sort of invented. You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm getting into some of the music now.
You playing with my head, man?
I am not playing with anyone's head.
Okay. So you, just to be straight here, just to be perfectly straight. So this woman wrote the presidents. That is why we have Thanksgiving. I'm just tracking us here, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
We may have eventually gotten Thanksgiving, but she was the one that spearheaded it. She's the one that had some clout. She's the one that said, look, we've got to do this day of thanks. And it was thanking God at the time, thanking for all the great benefits upon our nation. That was the idea.
Right. And just to be clear, Mary Had a Little Lamb was published in 1830. So that's how old that is.
Yeah. It goes back. So she was a writer of note, as they say.
Right.
Now, what I wanted to get into a little bit more, because this is kind of a musical, it's a musical holiday, and of course Christmas is as well. It kind of begins with the Thanksgiving holiday.
Right.
There's a song, there are a couple songs that are associated with Christmas that were actually written specifically for the Thanksgiving
season. I remember
you
telling me that before we went on the air, and I'd love to hear this because this sounds kooky.
Okay. Oh,
go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go with it.
Go for it.
The first song, and this is kind of obvious, Over the River and Through the Wood. Now, this was written again, middle 1800s, 1844. Lydia Maria Child wrote Over the River and Through the Wood, and it was specifically for Thanksgiving.
But wait. Mm-hmm. 1844, you're telling me there was no Thanksgiving.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You know, and you know what? I have an answer.
Yeah.
They had certain states. I just saved your bacon,
you
my
saved
friend.
My bacon
because
has
Because you dared to come in here.
I heard the sizzle and you saved
I was just about to say, what do we pay you for?
That's right.
No, but seriously.
No, that's true. She,
1844,
yes,
it wasn't
that.
A national holiday, but
that's
it was
it.
A regional and state
yes.
holiday.
Yes.
And so this woman wrote the song Over the River and Through the Woods, to grandmother's house we go.
Right.
The horse knows the way
to carry
now, this
but you know, the original title was Over the River and Through the Wood. To grandfather's house we go.
Right.
It was originally grandfather's house. And the last line of the second verse goes like this. Over the river and through the wood to grandfather's house away We would not stop for doll or top for tis Thanksgiving Day. And some have changed that lyric
it's
to Christmas
tis.
Day.
It's pronounced tis.
Tis? Tis? Did I mispronounce that?
Yes, tis.
Save my bacon again. There
Incredible.
You go.
It's a good thing this is the dress rehearsal. That's why you have a dress rehearsal, Alvin.
Okay.
Because you can't. This stuff cannot happen
Thank
when
you.
You're on the air. Okay, so that song, which we associate with Christmas, was written for Thanksgiving before it was a national holiday.
Yes. And I'm glad you corrected that because you're right. There were little pockets of Thanksgiving being celebrated. She brought it all together.
And that explains why she's writing these letters. She's saying this is so great. Such a great idea. It should be a national holiday,
because
Mr.
Lincoln. Because that's the same
with
Father's Day and Mother's Day and all that. They all started that way, too. Little places said, like, hey, let's do Mother's Day. Let's celebrate Father's Day. And she said, we need a or different people who brought them to the presidents at the time.
Right.
We need something national along these lines. Now, when I was growing up, I don't know if you remember this quirky song, but my sister, older sister Karen, taught me the Mr. Turkey song. I heard Mr. Turkey say, gobble, gobble, gobble. This could be the out music, couldn't this? Soon will be Thanksgiving Day. Gobble, gobble, gobble. People say it is great fun, but I think that I shall run and hide until that day is done. Gobble, 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 gobble. You never.
I'm sorry, what?
Join in?
I wasn't even listening. What are you doing?
Well, that's.
Just kidding. We've got to go to a break.
We do.
I've actually never heard that song, but this is Fun Facts Friday with Alvin Sater. Folks, Fun Facts
Friday.
We're not kidding, but we are having fun.
And you can be.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
Folks, I got some embarrassing news to share with you, but you know what? This is just the kind of a show where I don't care. I'm willing to lay my heart, you know, on the line. Here's the issue. Mike Lindell with My Pillow. You may notice that I have a bobblehead of him near me. He's here to remind all of us that when you go to MyPillow.com, you get whopping discounts if you use the code Eric. Okay. Now, there are a lot of people who haven't done that, and we have your names here. And Chris Himes and Albin pointed out to me that there's like three pages of you whose first name is Eric. You yourself, I mean, that's humiliating for me that even though your name is Eric, you're still not willing to use the code Eric. I mean, if you don't want to use it because it's my name, use it because it's your name. But the point is that I see who you are. And I just feel humiliated by this. Please go to MyPillow.com. It's okay, Mike. It's going to be okay. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric. You're going to get whopping savings and really high quality products. Did I mention that? Thank you.
Please, that's nightmares to me.
I know. It's a nightmare for you because Alvin and the Chipmunks, your name is Albin.
And people when I was a kid.
But they didn't get the memo. They didn't get the memo. It's not about Thanksgiving. It's not about Christmas.
I know.
It's about Thanksgiving. You know, they're so cute, but I've always hated those Chipmunks.
Mm.
I don't know why, but I've always hated them.
Don't hate. Don't
hate.
Love, love.
Man, they make me mad. I'm hot right now. Ooh, I'm so hot. I'm angry. Okay, so.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Thanksgiving.
And
it's Fun Facts Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And What do you got? What other information do you have there?
The great Irving Berlin wrote all those patriotic songs.
Not to be confused with Irving Berlin the Lesser.
Yes. Right. This is Irving Berlin the Greater.
The Great, yeah.
Wrote, and you know, they've revived Holiday Inn. It's on Broadway now here in New York City.
Oh, that's right.
And one of the holiday songs was a Thanksgiving song called I've Got Plenty to Be Thankful For. It's in the movie and in the play.
Who sings it? Rosemary Clooney?
No. Bing Crosby sings it. And he sings it sarcastically because at that point in the show, his best friend has stolen his girlfriend and gone to Hollywood.
Well, there's nothing like sarcastic Bing.
Right. And so he's like, I got plenty to be thankful for, you know. So it's a Thanksgiving song written by
Irving Berlin.
I almost said Washington Irving because that guy's always on my mind.
I know.
You are always on my mind. But there's a song that's come to be associated, another song with Christmas that was originally written in the 1800s, again, for Thanksgiving. And it was a young composer for a church. He was for a church choir in Medford, Massachusetts. His name was James Pierpont, okay? And he was given the task of coming up with some music for their Thanksgiving program.
What year was this again?
This was in the mid-1800s.
Before it was a national holiday.
Right. And he was sitting by the window at his parents' house. So, again, kids lived at home back in those days, too.
Yeah.
And he was watching the kids outside playing, and he said, forget this. I'm going to go out and go sledding with these kids. So then when he came back in, he was warming himself by the fire. He picked up his pen, and he started writing the words and the music to capture the playful spirit that he just came in from the cold about. And he titled that One Horse Open Sleigh, also known as Jingle Bells. Where's the bells? We don't have any bells.
Wait a minute.
Next week, let's bring in bells.
This happened. He was specifically writing this for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So you're actually giving us this fun fact.
Yeah.
That Jingle Bells was written for Thanksgiving. No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding.
And people are going to be sharing this all over America.
I hope so. Jingle Bells.
Is supposed to be sung at Thanksgiving. Jingle bells,
yeah.
Jingle all the way.
Well, you weigh yourself after eating all that turkey.
No, you know what's weird about jingle bells? Jingle bells, in our minds, we associate ching, 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 ching with Santa Claus.
Right, yeah. Well, what's interesting, again, is a lot of this stuff was done in the north where we are right now, and we will have snow before Thanksgiving sometimes.
Sometimes, that's right.
And they sled, and they're the jingle bells of the horses drawing the sleighs. And, of course, it begins because it's one horse open sleigh, and he's really singing about taking a ride in the one horse open sleigh. So it really doesn't have anything
to do with it. Laughing all the way. Ha, ha, ha.
They're on their way to grandmother's house we go, or grandfather's house, the correct
bells
lyric.
On bobtails ring, making spirits bright.
Okay, we go.
What fun it is.
I heard the band
to ride
in a sleighing song.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. So it was something I ate. But seriously, I can't believe it. Jingle Bells, of all the songs you could have picked to be a Thanksgiving song, who would even believe you?
I know. I was a little flabbergasted myself. James Pierpont, and you can.
I mean, when you say that, do you feel like you're living a lie somehow?
No, that's the thing. I think I'm living in the truth. I'm facing it. You know,
I'm facing the truth.
I'm facing the fact that I sang all these wonderful Christmas songs when I should have been singing them a month or so earlier.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now? I'm starting to come face to face with myself and reality.
Incredible. Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And you know what? You have a bounce in your step that you didn't have before this kind of stuff, came into your life. You've faced the darker side of Albin.
And I'm starting to snap my fingers a little bit more.
You're such a show-off with the finger snapping because nobody else can do that. But did you take lessons? You didn't take lessons. You just learned how to do that.
I just learned it. I just walked into the studio and Eric said, how about this? And he just did one of them. And I was like, wait a minute. Do you mean?
It's almost like it was meant to be because most people, I want to stick on this because people are just, they love these facts. What else do we have?
Okay. I actually thought I would get to stuffing. You know, once you get overstuffed and what's that stuff in the turkey that makes you
that they call
sleepy?
They call it, tryptophan.
Tryptophan.
I take pills of tryptophan. They're shaped like teeny weeny turkeys. They're little, you know, gelatinous pills.
Yes.
And they help you sleep.
They do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a lot of people start to get sleepy, and of course when you get sleepy and you start to undo your belt and you start to fall asleep in front of the great football games that are the part of the national tradition now, right?
Yeah.
It's the next day that you wake up and say, oh, my goodness, what did I do? How much did I eat?
Right.
How am I going to lose this weight?
Right.
And we'll talk about weight losing projects that you might get yourself into. Some diets.
Now they're called weight loss projects.
Yeah, or diets. Is it?
Or diets.
D-I-E-T-S.
That's right. I'm writing about the diet of worms right now.
That's right.
That's my Luther book. Isn't that a good...
It's wonderful.
People are going to be excited to order that book when they think of Thanksgiving turkey. Now, seriously, Albin, when we come back...
Okay.
I want you to look me in the eyes and say, Eric, I'm not kidding. Jingle Bells is a thing. Don't say it yet. Jingle Bells is a Thanksgiving song. I want you to think about it through the commercial break, and when we come back... Because I need to know if you're joking. You can't be. You can't play with our heads this way. We'll be right back.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got plenty to be thankful for. No private car, no caviar, no carpet on my floor. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Hey!
Whoa!
What do you think?
Hey now.
That's
Dare Bingle.
Dare Bingle. I just thank you, Eric Hansen. That's our engineer.
That's brilliant. That's terrific.
Do you know what Salem Media, Salem Radio pays Eric Hansen? Not enough.
No.
Not enough. I'm glad Phil Boyce never listens to the show.
I saw him out there with a sign, $15 an hour.
Because Phil Boyce, you need to make this right.
Okay.
You need to make this right. That kind of talent ought not to come so cheap.
And you know what I'm doing right now.
It's supposedly like a Christian organization.
I
would never say that on the air because they don't want anybody to know.
I saw the quote marks.
Yeah. Seriously, we're talking. When we went to the break, you said, this is Fun Facts Friday, so we got to tell the truth.
I'm looking you in the eye.
You're telling me Jingle Bells was written for Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving. Jingle Bells. Thanksgiving.
True or false?
True.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. Did I yell at you? Was that me?
Okay. So now, so a big part of Thanksgiving, since this is a special Fun Facts Friday Thanksgiving version, is eating. It's about eating.
Yeah.
And you get sleepy and eat too much and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then, you know, you wake up under a tree someplace and you say, what's become of me?
Yeah.
So you want to talk about diets.
Yeah, yeah. When you wake up under a tree, it's probably a Christmas tree.
I know.
And but you eat so much
that you go into hibernation. Well, but tell me, what do you want to talk about in terms of diets?
I want to talk about a diet, but I want to talk about one more thing before we get to that diet. There's one more big thing that people like to eat
around
Thanksgiving that's a football tradition now, the turducken. You've heard this.
Football guys start. Yeah.
It's a turkey stuffed with a duck, stuffed with a chicken, okay? A turducken.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
It's as bad as tofurkey.
Tofurkey. Now that one.
Tofurkey is a turkey made of tofu.
Oh gosh, please no. Please.
And flavored with turkey flavoring.
Okay.
Fake turkey flavoring.
Right. Well, there are plenty of ways to lose weight. You know, there are so many diets, and a lot of them come along as fads. They come and they go.
Yeah.
A lot, and I have found people in my family have actually lost weight by just giving up like wheat, potatoes, muffins, donuts. Just cut down on the wheat, you know, the whole gluten-free thing.
The starch stuff.
Yeah, the starchy stuff. And boom.
Because there's no wheat in potatoes that I'm aware of.
No, unless it's like a turducken. It's a wheatato. You never had a wheatato before?
No.
Very tasty, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a diet called the DASH diet, D-A-S-H, which this is interesting because some of these diets came about when they were trying to cure certain diseases. And they said to folks, you got to give up this, got to give up that. And one of the byproducts would be losing weight. So people actually use them to lose weight. The DASH diet, this is serious, stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. And basically—
High blood pressure.
Yeah, there you go. And you can eat a variety of grains and fruits and, you know, vegetables, even meats, okay? But you have to stay away from the traditional bad guys like sugar, salt, and fat. Okay, kind of makes sense, right? It's what people have kind of known for years and years.
Sugar, salt, and fat.
Ta-ta. Okay. Right. Now, there's a diet called, again, along the lines of getting healthy, okay, just being a healthier person. The therapeutic lifestyle change, TLC for short. Isn't that cute? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's because of your heart. This was designed for keeping you your heart clicking like clockwork. And you're not permitted, okay, to eat a chunk of salami wrapped in bacon with a big smear of butter. That's out on that one, okay? You got well.
There goes Thursdays in the Metaxas house.
Okay. Okay, and there's one called the flexitarian diet, okay?
Mm,
and this is protein that you get
yummy.
You get meats like eggs and beans and nuts and peas and tofus. That replaces your meat intake. It's called flexitarian. So you kind of flex between having some eggs, having some beans, having some nuts, peas, and your tofu. Okay.
Why do they think cutting out meat? Is that just because it's
that red meat thing that starts to clog the arteries, right?
Oh, right.
I know. I've actually, and this is serious, since meeting my wife, Ann, I went from pretty much eating hamburgers or red meat almost every day to, you know, chicken most of the times. So I have a hamburger, you know, maybe once or twice.
And you've had like 40% fewer heart attacks.
In fact, 40% of nothing is, I'm going to figure that.
It's
get my calculator.
It's nothing, yeah.
There's a diet called the paleo diet.
Yeah, my daughter's been on the paleo diet.
The caveman diet.
And I did it with her for a little while, yeah.
And the idea here, you're supposed to eat like you're distant or our distant.
You have to eat, this is the grossest part, we had to eat the raw haunch of a saber-toothed tiger.
Mm-hmm.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
Because we didn't invent fire yet.
No. Oh, see, you're not supposed to.
But the raw haunch.
Yeah. Raw
and the
is
haunch
better.
Is not as bad as the rib cage.
Okay. I can see that.
Oh, it's disgusting.
But our Alaskan ancestors did this. Well, they were into grains and dairy products, okay? And they had fish. Okay?
Wait a minute. Who?
Our Alaskan ancestors.
So we're past
Eskimos.
The paleo. Past the paleo.
Yeah.
This is the Aleutian diet.
Well, I have this also under the
caveman
diet.
Because you'll be Aleutian weight like crazy.
There you go. See, the problem with some of these diets, and this is probably the number one thing, and again, this is kind of common sense, people can't stick to them because they start trying it, and at first, you know how you do it. You're just like, I could do this, and then suddenly, like, I can't do this anymore.
Well, for example, I fast every single day between meals. I do that every day of my life.
It's working,
but
too.
Then eventually, it just, you say, I got to have lunch.
Now, my friend Steve and his wife Jan, they have a great diet. Actually, it's a diet for Steve. You know, we've heard of Weight Watchers. It's called Wife Watchers.
Right.
His wife watches him and says, Steve, you can't eat that.
Right.
Nope. No, Steve, I'm sorry. Stop eating. Okay. You've had enough.
And that's the Wife Watchers diet?
Wife Watchers diet.
That is brilliant. Because most husbands have wives. They can do that.
They can do it. Or get your.
You don't need to spend any extra money.
Get your diet buddy and get there and start losing some weight now, folks.
Right.
You know, people walk around with those big buttons. Lose 10 pounds. Ask me how. I asked the guy one day and he said, cut off your head.
Hello. No, the line is you want to lose 10 pounds of ugly fat. And then you say, how do I do that? Cut off your head. All right. Again, this is the dress rehearsal.
Okay,
next time we're going to get all this stuff right.
Get rid of that. Keep this.
Right. Okay, keep that. So this is fun, folks. This is Fun Facts Friday.
Oh,
I know you're learning some facts. You've got to be having some fun, and I can vouch for the fact that it's Friday.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's full disclosure.
Whether it is or it isn't, I can vouch for it. We'll be right back.
She can catch up with the working crowd. The waking mood, and she's feeling proud. Living dreams on the and now this lioness has almost made me tame. I can't pronounce her name, but eggplant is her game.
Lady hey.
Like white.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's a song about eating eggplant. I just thought we'd get that in.
Mm, Thanksgiving. I'm thankful I did not eat eggplant. I don't plan to.
You know, I just want to know what's the Aramaic word for nummy. Okay, so
nummy, yes.
So we've just got a couple minutes. It's Fun Facts Friday.
Yep.
It's the Thanksgiving version.
Fun, yeah, version, whatever you want to call it. I got to share at least one untrue fact. It's kind of tradition around here.
We've shared a lot of true facts. It's only fair.
It's only fair.
It's only fair that we share some untrue facts.
Lawrence Cotter, the soaking wet man who first uttered the phrase, "Don't cross the bridge before you come to it," now never leaves home without a towel.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. Untrue.
Don't cross that bridge before you come to it.
Yep,
was invented
it.
By this guy, Mr. Cotter.
Lawrence Cotter. Yep.
Gee whiz. Isn't I'm so wonderful? Glad that's not true.
Now, we do have people sending in their fun facts.
People and where, if somebody wants to send in a fun fact, yeah. True or untrue, where do they send it?
Well, send it to Sadar, S-A-D-A-R, at slycraft.com.
Sadar, S-A-D-A-R, at slycraft.com.
Yeah, my website is slycraft.com, but come to... Or send it to Sadar at slycraft.com. Okay. Here's a – now, this – sometimes you don't know if these are true or untrue, but people send them in, and you want to be nice to them, right, and share them.
Let's see.
There are three things the human brain cannot resist noticing, okay? Three things you can't resist noticing. Food, attractive people, and danger, okay? And I do think that's true when you really think about it, right? Let's go.
Do I have to think about it?
Yeah, well, let's think about danger, for example. You know how many people will rubberneck whenever there's an accident on the side of the road? It's always like, oh, what's that? Whoa, hey, whoa, ha.
But that's got nothing to do with danger.
It doesn't.
That has to do with prurient interests.
Okay. That's one of the fun facts that was sent in.
P-R-U-R-I-E-N-T, prurient. Go ahead.
This one, I hope to never find out if this is true or not. You can survive without eating for weeks, but you will only live 11 days without sleeping. Yes, without sleeping. 11 days.
That's horrific.
Yeah.
Keith Richards set that record.
I believe that means, you know, not like
when they recorded Exile on Main Street, he was on so much drugs that it was like 11 days, I think. Go ahead.
Now, this is we talked about the human brain and it has like uses 10 watts of power.
Right.
Well, a human brain has a capacity to store five times as much information as Wikipedia.
Oh, come on.
Isn't that something?
No, that doesn't seem possible.
Well, that's because you don't remember everything.
Where did you look that? Where did you find that? On Wikipedia? Don't ever trust Wikipedia.
Well, yeah. It was sent in. I think that's from WikiLeaks.
That was just sent in to you?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to use names when...
it's really disturbing when we don't know whether it's true or false. Well, I'm going to call that false.
Okay, you're going to call that an
false.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this one is perfect for Fun Facts Fridays. People who laugh a lot are healthier than those who don't. And
we know that's true. It's a perfect note to end on.
Yes,
this wonderful special Thanksgiving. Version of Fun Facts Friday. Folks, that's the show. If you like it, send it to your friends. If you didn't like it, don't tell us.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.